Ira Glass, the host of This American Life, will be giving a talk this weekend in Laramie. This American Life and its spin-off, Serial, have been game changers in public radio for their narrative approach to storytelling and their digital distribution. And Glass has been at the forefront of this innovation. But he told me that even with innovative shows, the time does come for them to go off the air.
I have to say, like, one of the few fights I've ever gotten into with you know, my coworkers at WBEZ actually came over this issue, that when Car Talk, when one of those guys died and they kept it on the air, I went to WBEZ, this our home station, and I said, like, hey, like, when I'm dead, take the show off the air. And they were like, I don't know. Like, I think people still pledge. I was like, I know people might still pledge, but just don't, like, I think it's wrong. And honestly, like in all the years that, like, I've done the show, this is the only thing we've ever disagreed on. Like, it's our only actual disagreement, like, in 20 years of doing the show with them. Like, we have never disagreed. And honestly, like, I've met listeners who know I feel this way, and they're just like, I don't care if it's reruns. I like it. So, like, you guys have a radio station. I like it. Just play it. And I respect that opinion, but my opinion is different.
Right. So This American Life has been on the air more than 20 years now. How do you keep it fresh? How do you keep inventing new things and not, you know, sort of petering out?
I mean, I don't have a smart answer to that. I have a kind of dumb answer to that. And that is, like, I just like trying new things. Like, it's just fun to try things we've never done. And, you know, whether it's, like, you know, a weird episode where, like, it'll be seven of us reporting on what happens at one car dealership as they try to make their monthly quota of sales for the month, or you know, we spend 24 hours at a 24-hour diner, or something more conceptual, like you know, we've done musicals a couple of times, you know, like true stories told as musicals, and you know, like all those things are, you know, just like, if it feels like new and ambitious and nobody's done it before, like that's just fun and makes better radio and I don't know, so that's the biggest part of it.
You've come out as a supporter of stations creating content and supporting new content.
Yes.
Why is that important to you?
I mean, the main reason it's important is like, it serves listeners better, you know? But like, that's the first and foremost thing. It just makes better listening for the people who turn to us. And then it's, in addition, like since the internet exists, it's literally a matter of survival for those stations. That is, since people can bypass their local station and just get most of the content that they hear on the local station that's national programming on the internet from, like, a bunch of different sources, including the NPR One app, and including, like, basically, like, most other public radio stations have you know, feeds online that you can listen to the big NPR news programs. And so for local stations to have a meaningful reason to exist, they have to make stuff that's good, that people like. And then just out of idealism, like, part of the mission of public broadcasting is innovation. And it's the part that we do the worst at. Like in any given year, like, HBO is more innovative. Fox is more innovative in any given year than public broadcasting. Even though when the Carnegie Commission created public broadcasting in the 70s as a national institution in the 60s and 70s, the two things that it said that would be its hallmarks were excellence and innovation. And, you know, I feel like there are many, many excellent shows on public radio, and innovation is the part that just gets kind of, like, overlooked.
You recently mentioned in a talk to public radio program directors that Wyoming Public Radio is a station that is successfully producing podcasts, specifically Human Nature. I'm just curious.
And funny you should bring that up as the host of Human Nature.
That's right. So I'm curious, how did you find us?
I went to the people at PRX, who distribute a lot of podcasts in addition to distributing radio shows, PRX.org. And in fact, if anybody's listening to this and is looking for another podcast, like, go to the website. They've got tons of them. But anyway, like, and I and my producers, we said, like, tell us about some good local station podcasts, because I want to talk to program directors at local public radio stations, you know, just about the variety of things that are out there. It wasn't just your show that I talked about. I talked about five or six shows and played clips from them. I mean, what I liked about the show was the mission of the show is weird, that it really is just, like, individual stories where a person has some interaction with nature. Like, that's a really weird mission. And I really, first of all, appreciated the weirdness of the mission. And then the one that I listened to the longest was about this guy who gets a donkey. Is it called a donkey?
Yeah,
burro?
Judas. Judas the donkey.
Yeah. And what I thought was good about it was that the story kept changing. Like that he gets the donkey, and the donkey has certain helps him meet people, and the donkey protects him in certain situations. Like, the variety of things the donkey does really surprised me.
You are coming here on Saturday to give a talk. Do you maybe have a bit of a teaser? What can people coming to your talk expect?
Visuals. That's the thing. That's the innovation I've had. I've been there before giving a talk, and basically I've remade my talk, so I show video and play clips of things, and then there's a lot of stuff that I talk about and play that's never been on the radio, and then stuff that have just been like little movies we've made as experiments and cartoons and things like that, and then I also talk about the radio show. And what we're doing and how we put it together. I play some very, very old stuff. At one point I play, it's either the first 30 seconds of radio I ever made, or it's like the second or third 30 seconds. You know, it's like a thing. It's from the very beginning of when I was making stuff, and I'm terrible. I don't know. It's a fun show to do. I just started doing it. And actually, every time I go out and do it, I've been changing it a lot each time. So it's been really fun to get on stage.
Well, we're certainly looking forward to having you here. Ira Glass is the host of This American Life. He'll be speaking at the Laramie High School Auditorium this Saturday, October 15th. Ira, it's been a pleasure.
Yeah, likewise. It's been a pleasure.